This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. European governments accused Belarus on Sunday of engaging in an act of state terrorism after it forced a commercial jetliner to make an emergency landing in Minsk and then arrested one of the passengers. The passenger was a blogger critical of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Roman Pratasevich, a former editor of the influential Telegram channels Nexta and Nexta Live, was detained by police after his Ryanair flight from Greece to Lithuania was forced to land in Minsk. The government in Minsk said Lukashenko had ordered his military to scramble a MiG-29 fighter to escort the plane. Minsk accuses Pratasevich of terrorism and provoking riots. His social media channels were one of the main conduits for organizing last year's protests over alleged election fraud. Lukashenko claims to have won his sixth term in last August's election with 80% of the vote. The political opposition, however, accuses him of corruption, hence the protests. Officials and survivors say the volcanic eruption in Congo and the ensuing chaos have killed at least 15 people and that more than 500 homes have been destroyed. The UN Children's Agency said Sunday that the eruption of Mount Nyiragongo on Saturday night sent about 5,000 people in the city of Goma fleeing across the nearby border into Rwanda. More than 170 people are still feared missing on Sunday. UNICEF officials say they were organizing transit centers to help unaccompanied children in the wake of the disaster. The city of Goma ultimately was largely spared the mass destruction it suffered the last time the volcano erupted, which was back in 2002. And of course, you can track that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese state media says 21 people have died while running a mountain cross-country ultramarathon in the country's northwest after hail, freezing rain, and gale-force winds hit the high-altitude race. One runner who quit the race said other runners weren't dressed for winter-like conditions, many of them wearing short-sleeved tops. A woman who worked for the race organizer said there were no predictions of extreme weather for the day of the race. However, the local branch of the National Early Warning Information Center warned for the past 3 days of hail and strong winds. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is reaffirming U.S. support for a two-state solution as the only way to provide hope to Israelis and Palestinians that they can live, in his words, with equal measures of security, of peace and dignity. He made his comments on ABC's This Week television show. Later on CNN, Blinken said the humanitarian situation in Gaza is grave. He added there's a lot of work to do to help people in the area recover from 11 days of mutual bombardment that killed more than 200 Palestinians before a ceasefire went into effect on Friday. Blinken will be traveling to the Middle East this week with plans to meet with Israeli, Palestinian, and regional counterparts. Israeli police on Sunday escorted more than 120 Jewish visitors to a Flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, where police actions in recent weeks had ignited protests and violence that triggered the war in Gaza, according to the Islamic Authority overseeing the site. The authority said police had cleared young Palestinians out of the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and barred entry to Muslims under the age of 45. Muslims who entered were required to leave their IDs with police at the entrance. Israeli police denied there was any age restriction. They said they arrested 5 suspects who, quote, violated the public order. Iran's parliament speaker says international inspectors may no longer access surveillance images of the Islamic Republic's nuclear sites, escalating tensions amid diplomatic efforts in Vienna to save Tehran's atomic accord with world powers. The comments aired by state TV early Sunday further underscored the narrowing window for the United States and others to reach terms with Iran. The Islamic Republic is already enriching and stockpiling uranium at levels far beyond those allowed by its 2015 nuclear deal. And Iranian media reports the country has started rolling blackouts, which officials first blame on heat, drought impacting hydropower generation, and surging electricity demand. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.